the readings of today, in particular the gospel, as usual, since we run into them every so often, are quite interesting. And it shows some of the weaknesses of the human character. The human character, which is borne down by original sin, which is always mortal, by the way, thus the absolute necessity of baptism. And then, of course, we have here pride, laziness, jealousy, rebelliousness, grumbling, all these things about which our Lord and St. Paul and other epistles, not today's, complain about the human condition, fallen condition. The landowner, of course, is God. The vineyard is the world and the church. In some cases, it is only the world. In some cases, it is only the church. In this case, it is both. So the Lord of the vineyard, God, hires these workers at the beginning of the day. And of course, this implies that at the very beginning of the day of their lives, they were converted and received baptism and receive all the graces that are necessary for eternal life, which, of course, is like a bank account from which we can draw. Most people, however, draw all of it immediately, and they have nothing left. And then at the end of their lives, there's only but one place to go, and that is not heaven. But those who work, because work is necessary in the kingdom of God, if one is going to achieve eternal life. Faith is work. The following of Christ is work. The obedience to the commandments and the precepts is work. And so we must begin to work at the very beginning. Now there are others, and of course we see this always, people who are converted throughout different eras and times of their lives. He came back later on in the day. And then around noontime, the middle of the day, most of the day was gone already, at least 5 or 6 hours of work. And he says, "Why are you still here, idle all day?" And idle, I mean, were they not around when he came? They were. But they were not eager to join in the work. They thought, oh, if he's going to do that for them, he's going to do much more for us, which he did. The first ones got the usual day's wage, whatever that was. The ones that came out on noon or 9 or 3 o'clock, the different times of the day, and those are also the canonical hours of the day of which the church prays. They received the same wage, the day's wage, even though they only worked a few hours less or all the hours less. But each one of them has the excuse, "No one has hired us." Well, why not? Has not God hired you? Has not God commanded you to follow him from the very first of the day? And of course, in real life, there are many things that keep us from being the ones who I hired first. One of those is the fact of ignorance. That's what we pray against, heresy and ignorance. Heresy proceeds from ignorance. And so they were all standing there and they saw the Lord hiring these people, and they didn't try to go and see, hire us too, include us in this too. We have to go for the things that are important. They're not just going to rain on us. We have to go for them. And so when they say, "No one has hired us," that is a lie. If they had gone to him, he would have hired them immediately. At the very first, or at the second hour, at 9 o'clock, or at 12 o'clock. And then the last ones. And we see this also very, very much at play in the spiritual life of people on earth. There are some individuals who refuse to listen to God, who refuse to listen to the church, who refuse to listen to the priests of the church. And then at the last moment, when they know that it's about to be the time for them to step off the cliff, then they want to be included. And then they enter, and he hires them. He converts them. He gives them the grace. And that's why we have baptisms at all eras of persons' lives, not just when we are born. And so, what is the reward for having received the grace, the indwelling of the Holy Trinity through baptism, through faith and obedience to the commandments? It is eternal life. So the ones who come in last, they receive the daily wage of the day, which is eternal life. Or did the ones that came in at 6 o'clock in the morning think that there was going to be more? There is no more. It's all the same. And to wish for more, to be envious, which is a sin, envy, and those who wish to have what is not theirs and what is others, is a sin. It's a serious sin. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, including his salvation. And that is what they're doing. And even so, God forgives them. He gives them a lesson, and he forgives them. However, their purgatory will probably be greater, more painful, and endure much more. And so did I not agree to give you the usual daily wage at 6 a.m., as I did to those who came at 5 p.m.? So receive what you have been given. Are you envious because I am generous? That happens very often, you know, that when one is generous to one individual, another individual thinks that he or she deserves the same or more, and they become envious against. Again, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. And that is a sin, for which they must repent, or else. It doesn't matter whether you sin at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. You still need repentance. And the rewards of repentance is eternal life after purgatory. The rewards of non-repentance is hell. And so which is it going to be? So did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give more to this one than to that one? Or to give you the same, equally? Why are you jealous? Why are you upset? Why are you envious? Because I am generous. The last will be first, and the first will be last. And so we too. What are we going to do? And what are we going to be? And what are we now? How do we correspond with the graces of God? Or do we just expect him to do it all and do nothing ourselves? For which there would be great punishment and gnashing of teeth and weeping. So we must be like the first. We must live our lives following God and wishing to follow God and wishing to obey him totally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.